Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
I will make this perfectly clear. I've said it once and I will say it again. I am not a piece of Delmonico steak.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I've gotten lost in translation these past couple months. Feel a little bit forgotten about because people are only trying to sleep with Moose, which is rude.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So I got this call from Christine a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I feel bad because she's been sitting on hold. Now, originally, I pick up the phone and I speak to her, and I thought she was calling because she was interested in Randy.
Randy.
Who called yesterday on the show looking for his soulmate.
He did. He was like, "What's up, guys?"
We're like, she's Randy? Like, "Moose, it's Christine." I said, "Are you calling about Randy yesterday?" She said, "Who's Randy?" I said, "Oh, okay, never mind." So I said, "What is it that what do you need?" She goes, right. "I'm trying to talk with Breezy. I need to pick a bone with her."
With me?
I'm like, okay, my
right
bad.
Here we go.
Thought you were calling for Randy. Nope. Sorry, Randy, if you're listening. Haven't found you a soulmate yet, but
but you found someone who's very upset with me, question mark?
She's very upset with you. Yeah, for whatever reason. And I was like, I don't know why. Well, we'll talk to her.
Yeah, what? I'm rattled right now. What's going on?
Yeah, you left to go make a shake.
Obviously.
Yeah. Christy?
Her name was Christine.
Christine or Christy. I found Breezy. Breezy's back in the studio.
Oh, you do? Good. I was hoping to talk to her this morning.
What's up? What's up, Crisp?
Hey, Breezy.
What?
So you don't know me, but I'm really glad that I was able to get through to you this morning because
I'm a very busy lady. So
a while.
Very busy.
Very busy lady. But I'm back from making my protein shake. What's up?
Well, I listen to you all the time. And to be honest, like, I just thought I would call to tell you that I think you need to be more responsible with your money.
Okay.
No, I agree with that 100%.
First of all, ma'am.
Why are you saying that?
Tell me more.
Well,
this is going to be a good call.
I've been listening to you for a while, and like, I'm one of probably many women that listen to you, and we all look up to you, and, you know, we take your advice when you give advice and stuff on the radio, but it's, like, kind of hard to, like, make sense of the fact that, you take these trips to the Bahamas, and you're talking about, like, taking your girlfriend away for, like, the weekend, and dishing out money for weekend getaways, a little spin class, and therapy, eating out at fancy restaurants, and I don't know. I just think it's upsetting because on one hand you say all that, but then we have to sit here and listen. You know, you've been complaining about having no money like all the time, and it's been excessive as of recent.
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
Wow, Christy. Well, shots are fired this Wednesday morning. Well, here's the thing. I will take this and I will, you know, give you my response here. For the more recent complaints about money, It's not that I don't have the money. It's that I don't have a debit card. So therefore, I don't have any money because I don't have access to a debit card. So right now, I am living well below the poverty line when it comes to going out because I don't have access to a bank account. So that is tough for
me. Okay, wait a second. Wait a second, Breezy. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. don't you think that it's your fault that you don't have a credit card or a debit? I mean, why? Why don't you have a debit card? Who doesn't have a debit card?
My debit card got hacked. Thank you very much. Not you, victim blaming. And the credit card I actually don't have because I'm so responsible with money that I don't want to ever get myself in credit card debt. And therefore,
because you don't have credit. Let's be real, Breezy. Based on your history, you probably can't get a credit card, right?
Probably not. No. Hey, Christy, let me ask you something just out of curiosity, because I'm sitting back here laughing because this is extremely humorous for me. Why does this affect you?
Yeah,
so
it sounds like you're a little jealous, if I'm being honest. Not for nothing, I haven't gone to the Bahamas yet, but I will be going.
Hold on. Let me hear from Christy. Why does this affect you?
Because to me, I'm like, I'm listening to her and I'm just like, how does she not see that? Like, it clashes. It's like on one hand, she's talking about doing all these lavish things, but then on the next hand, she's like, well, I have no money and the debit card thing. And it's just, it does it almost, to be honest, Breezy, like it's taking away from the validity of your show. Because it's is she really going on these trips?
Well, that's
or is she really broke? Like, what's the real Breezy? Who's Christy?
Time out the play. How many kids do you have?
I don't have children.
She doesn't have any children.
How good are you with money, Christy? How many times do you spend things that you want to spend it on?
Good enough that I don't have children. I'm preparing for my financial future.
I love that for you. We have different financial goals. And also, not for nothing, I am very good with money. My father is a financial advisor, so I've learned from simply the best. And I work my ass off. I work 3 jobs to make sure that I can afford this lavish lifestyle. And me bitching about money is that of a bit, because I don't spend money on things that I don't want to spend money on. If someone hits me up for $20, I'm not giving them $20. Like my clown of a co-host across from me that would just shell out money to any Joe Schmo that asked. Are you just giving out money?
Well, like Chris said,
I think I have a big heart.
But no one said you didn't, Moose.
These are some of the things that you should be saying on wants to hear, because we can relate to what you just said.
All right, we gotta wrap this up, ladies. You know, like, this has been extremely humorous for me.
4 years that I've sat in this chair on this show, I have done nothing but talk about how hardworking, compassionate, and dedicated I am to not only this job, but my 5 other jobs that I have. And I am just absolutely appalled that you, out of all people, are coming for me. If you want to go to dinner with me, baby, just say it.
Yeah, I mean, Christy, most of her money is going towards French onion soup.
If anything, I'm a charity. I'm literally doing charity work.
I think you should talk more about your charity work.
Because, like I said,
you've got women that look up to you, myself included. I'm really not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to call you out because it's getting like painfully obvious.
Not trying to be mean, but calling me out. Sure.
All right. Great platform. You got to utilize it.
Breezy, you know, that's what friends are for.
Listen,
right?
I will take you to dinner whenever you want to go. All you had to do was ask. Let's just approach it differently next time. Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully there will be a next time. Hopefully tomorrow. Christy, any last words? Want to say goodbye to Breezy?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, am I going to have to pay for this dinner that she and I are going to attend?
That's how I am so financially savvy. I just make other people pay for it.
Thanks for the call, Christy. This was awesome.
Is this your there? Why did you call?
I got to get this all off my chest. I said it.
So happy for you, Christy. So happy for you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Oh, you.
So I find this extremely humorous that you started off with 3 jobs and then it turned into 5 jobs and now you have 7 jobs.
I have like 17 jobs because I bleed for this city.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
KXY.
I am so excited because today is not only Wednesday, March 29th, but it's also the day of giving. So for the second consecutive year, Jersey Mike's sublocations all across New York State, including the six Rochester area locations. Didn't know there was six Jersey Mike's.
I was going to say, we have six locations of Jersey Mike's.
I had no idea.
Where are they?
I'll tell you at the end of this, and I'll tell you where you can participate. But they're partnering with Special Olympics New York for the Day of Giving, like I talked about. So all throughout the month of March, customers are at participating locations have had the opportunity to donate to Special Olympics New York and place in order. They can kind of like round their change up or just donate at a box when they're cashing out. But today on Wednesday was a very special day because 100% of Jersey Mike's sales will go to Special Olympics New York, which is crazy.
Sweet.
100% of the sales. I've literally never heard of that in my life. Like a lot of organizations and restaurants will be like, we're going to give 20% of the sales today or 10% of the sales. 100%? That's crazy. Last year, the six area Rochester locations raised more than $20,000 for the cause. And you asked Moose, where are all these locations? They're literally in every city.
Oh, yeah,
every town you could think of.
Okay.
Irondequoit, Gates, Webster, Brighton, Greece, and Victor, which I had no idea about. The regional director of operations for Jersey Mike's and the Special Olympics regional operations said that It's a great day to come together as a community, give back to the community, and it's very selfless of Jersey Mike's to just be giving back like this.
No,
100%?
It's amazing. Normally they do like 20, 30%, but everything today goes towards the Special Olympics. You ever have Jersey Mike's?
I've never had Jersey Mike's.
Oh, it's my fave.
But I have been on the board for Special Olympics for many years now, so it's near and dear to my heart, and I definitely feel like I should go support. I think maybe we should go support.
I've been eating the club sub for years. It's one
I
of
gotta
my
try it. I did not know there was that many locations. I don't know if they're, you know, super new because they, I mean, they said this is the second consecutive year that they're doing it. So I don't know. But if you're in the mood, if you're hankering for a Sammy today, you can go to Jersey Mike's and support an amazing cause, which is Special Olympics New York.
100% of that cash going to Special Olympics. I feel like I got to touch on this. This is a great story. It's local. It's about our sweet, sweet Mary Scherzi from Gates.
It's not a great story at all, actually. It's a terrible story.
Well.
You know, this is a great story. It's really not.
It's a great story, and it's like, it's action-packed. All right, just hear me out. I feel bad that this happened to Mary, but she's from Gates, and her and her 95-year-old sister were kicked off an Amtrak train 500 miles away from home. Nothing cool about that, I understand. But I watched the video with Mary this morning, this sweet little old grandma, and I'm thinking to myself, how
just
could they have been
bridge
kicked
on the train?
They were literally like playing euchre, whatever they do. And Mary and her sister, Angie Capone, who's 95, were on an Amtrak train coming back from a wedding in New Orleans, which is really cool. So they're still up and at them. They're still traveling, doing their thing, partying. And they say an Amtrak conductor called the police on them after they were playing cards early one morning in the club car. The conductor accused poor little Mary of being drunk and belligerent. And she says when the train stopped in Charlottesville, police came on board. And they're like, hey, you know, we're going to give you an option here. You can leave the train or you can go to jail.
Oh.
And I'm watching this video.
She's like, I hate both those options.
She's like, I don't like either of those. And I'm watching the video this morning, and it made me feel bad for her because as angry as poor Mary was, she's like, I was upset watching this video of myself because it's like, why didn't I get more defensive? Why didn't I stick up for my rights?
Right.
She goes, I should have gone to jail just to prove I wasn't guilty. She goes, but it all happened so fast, which I understand, and it did, but it completely threw her off. And they called Amtrak, and they're like, well, we don't like to comment on, I forget the word that they used. They basically told her, look, we're going to look into it, but this police report that was filed, we'll get to it in the order that it was received. So they're not helping her whatsoever.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely just glad that her and her 95-year-old sister got home okay.
Right.
Sweet little old lady.
That's
I would love to speak to her.
Mary, if you're listening, or if someone's listening that might know Mary, we want to have her as a guest on this show.
Yeah.
Immediately.
She says Amtrak does not comment on customer complaints. Yeah,
oh.
Right. Yes, they do.
Okay. They love it. Too. Yikers. Yeah, I hate that story. Hate that story.
We're here for you, Mary. We love you. Coming up, Breezy wrote my father a long letter, and she's upset that my Italian father took her jar of Prego sauce she brought to the house last week for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he tossed it in the trash.
He did. Just like with all my emotions and my feelings, just like pop.
I took an Instagram video. I posted it on her story at 90 Peaks Y Rochester on her Instagram. You got a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed you the wrong way. Breezy's open letter to my father is coming up next on the show.
The Odyssey app. Wherever you go. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Pop New Arrivals. New songs from the artist you love and artists you haven't even met yet. Search Pop New Arrivals on the Odyssey app to listen.
PXY, welcome to the show. It's PXY Mornings with me, Moose and Breezy. Let's do a quick recap, shall we? Mm-hmm. Last Thursday, Breezy comes to my parents' house for a homemade authentic Italian dinner.
Yeah.
Breezy, she's not one to show up empty-handed, and she doesn't. I wish she did, though, because she thought it was a good idea to bring over a jar of Prego sauce, which, if you think about it, is kind of a slap in the face to any true Italian. Mm. Completely disrespectful. But I'm glad you brought something, I guess.
Of course.
So, on Monday, I'm at home, and I find the jar of Prego sauce exactly where it belongs, in the trash. So, I decide this is too good not to share. I'm going to do an Instagram story and share it with the world. Breezy catches eye of this, and now she's super offended.
I'm pissed.
So she decides, hey, she texts me, goes, I'm going to write an open letter to your father, and I'm going to read it live on the air. And it's just going to be this whole, I have a feeling it's going to be this entire Italian guilt trip to my old man.
Right.
And, well, anyways, the stage is yours.
You want me to reread the letter?
Go ahead. I want you to read it live on the air to my old man. Yeah.
An open letter to Philip Sr., a.k.a. Mr. Musumeci. First things first, I want to take a moment to not only thank your father, but also your mother for having me over for dinner last week. I had a lovely time, and I was looking forward to many more dinners together. I really thought we bonded. Mm-hmm. Over mediocre wine,
wow.
Good conversation,
wow.
And great company. But unfortunately, I was wrong, and I completely misread the situation. I mean no disrespect when I say I will never be over again.
Say what?
I wanted nothing more than to leave that dinner more well-adverse in the Italian heritage, even going as far as digging into your roots with some pretty authentic sauce and cannolis that I brought over from a very Italian, authentic establishment.
You're saying your sauce you brought over is authentic? Is that what you're saying?
It was from Wegmans. Sure, Danny's a little bit Italian. And to see the disrespect that took place with the placement of the sauce in the trash the second I left the house was heartbreaking. And I was hoping that it was just an organizational fluke. But as the video showed, that was most certainly not the case. I cannot believe this, and I truly don't know if we'll ever be able to come back from this. Thank you for having me, but I will never be over again.
You done? That's it? Terrific. Okay, here's the thing. You should have never brought the sauce over. I told you if you're going to bring something, bring... We gave you... I'd say the listeners gave you at least 20 suggestions.
I brought it all. I was bakeries. Like Santa Claus walking through that door. I brought everything.
Gaetano's, you could have gone to Orion's in Greece. Beautiful cannolis there. Gorgeous cannolis. But no, you didn't do any of that.
I did the best I could.
Any of the suggestions. You went straight to Wegmans, picked up a jar of Prego sauce for $3.99, which it blows my mind that it even costs that much. And you brought that over. You walk into my parents' house after you just drove up the driveway all over the front lawn. You slam that jar on the counter, and you say, feel free to pop this baby open and use it to cook it with whatever you're making tonight. And of course, my father's like, is she for real?
Yeah.
She brought that into the house? I was like, I know, Dad. I don't know what to tell you. So anyways.
Prego's a nice brand.
This actually made me very sad. I'm having dinner. The whole family came over last night. My sister-in-law, my brother. We're all sitting there. And my mother looks at me. And she goes, I feel really bad. I feel like maybe Breezy doesn't like your father.
Well.
I was like, and she's like, it just, I don't know. She felt, I don't know if she was intimidated or whatnot. I look at her. I said, Ma.
Intimidated?
Are you kidding me? You think Dad gives an actual crap on whether or not Breezy likes him or not?
He didn't even know my name until 15 minutes after I left.
We have family members that died in the mafia. You think that he cares on whether or not Breezy from Canandaigua is a fan of his?
He should.
Please.
He should. And you know what? It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing that I put myself out there.
So
I really put myself on the line. And I got just absolutely... The door slammed in my face.
Go home last night and at dinner, I say, Dad, I just want to let you know that Breezy's going to read an open letter to you on the air tomorrow. He goes, who? Mayonnaise face? I said, yeah. Breezy.
Sure. I did hear that putting mayonnaise on your face is really good for your skin.
98PXY traffic.
Steady traffic on 590 South between Empire and Blossom. Looking good by the airport on 390 North all the way up to the 490 split. In Henrietta, an accident on Lehigh Station Road at East Henrietta Road. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.